Well, real quick, out of John 16:13, it says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come." So I thought that verse really kind of summed up what happened to me. And if you know me very well, you know that I thought I might have known how to pray, but I don't think I ever really knew how to pray until just recently. And so I was out running around the Augusta Lake, which is not really a lake anymore. It's a little puddle. And I've been using my time and when I'm running to pray. And I was running, and I really felt like God was telling me that I needed to pray for these imams. And so I was praying for them, and I was just asking that God would protect them and that, you know, that he would send his angels. And I just got this Daniel 10, when Daniel is fasting and praying, and then and then Gabriel comes and says, "I was sent the day that you started praying." I just got that feeling that I needed to pray and ask that God would dispatch his angels. And so I was praying for that, and then I heard the name Khalid, and I was like, okay, did I think of that name?
Now, you said you heard the name Khalid.
Yeah, it was just...
in your internet, you didn't hear a voice.
No.
Just in your... It pops in your mind.
Yeah.
A name that had never come to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, did I think of that name? Okay, well, I want to be obedient. So if God, if this is you telling me that I need to pray for this guy named Khalid, you know, I need to pray for him. So I started praying for him, and I really started feeling like I needed to pray again for angels to be sent and that he would be protected and that he would get faith and that he would get strength in what was going on and that the angels' protection would be there and that he would even see the angels and know and feel the presence. And so that was it. I got home and the boys and I prayed for the imams and actually for Khalid, and then I texted Sam.
Great. And just a moment of resume for Joel. Joel works for Edward Jones. Joel makes me laugh because he's just one of those guys. Just a goofy, fun, humored, real, confesses, humble guy who's learning to pray. He's learning to pray the Lord's Prayer. And the Holy Spirit speaks to him and says, this has never happened to you before, right? So he texts me and he says, I don't know. I had a great encounter with my boys. We prayed Daniel and about felt authority and about angels and how cool that is. And then I had his name, Khalid, and he spelled it K-H-A-I-L-I-D, and he sent it to me. So I don't know if that's anything, but I prayed for this guy and prayed for his protection and for angels to watch over him. I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. So I immediately get on my email, and I email that information to our guys in Ethiopia, our team. And I say, I don't know what this means. It may mean nothing. Delete it if it doesn't. Here's a name. And we got a guy praying, heard a name. So I don't hear from him for about a week or so. The internet's sketchy. But he gets back and tells me, we're Skyping. He's giving me a report on his Liberia trip, on his Ethiopia trip, and all the stuff we prayed, because we'd prayed a lot and given them some information and stuff we felt in the spirit. And all this stuff came true. It was pretty wild. But he says, hey, that name Khalid. And I go, yeah, the name Khalid. What was the deal with that? He said, well, I asked all the imams that were there, is there a Khalid here? Is there a Khalid? And they were like, no, there's no one named Khalid here. And so they were like, oh, well, okay, well, there we go. That was the first day of the imam training. 3-day secret training, intense. The second day, I can't remember if somebody came or what the deal was, but they asked the question again and they go, you know what? There is a Khalid. He's another imam that wasn't able to make it because yesterday he was beat in his home village for following Jesus near to death, and now he's in a hospital somewhere. And they were stirred up in their faith because what we believe with all of our heart, Joel got that name jogging by Augusta Puddle on the 20th on an evening. They're 9 hours ahead. This guy was beat for his faith nearly to death. He's got a family. He got saved 2 years ago, was addicted to drugs, had a sleep disorder, and a mom. Isn't that wild? And the Lord gloriously saved him, but he was on the day, on the time that Joel was getting this and praying for his protection, he was being prayed for by an Edward Jones white guy over in Kansas. What we believe with all of our heart is that the Holy Spirit bless this guy, and they do too, and helped him endure and live through what probably should have killed him. Isn't that cool? Khalid gets a name, obeys, and begins to pray because we're on mission together, and there's intel, and somebody on the other side of the world begins to pray. Thank you, Joel.